The tour, in talking about the Yamim Tovim, points out that there's Shalosh Regalim, and there are also, as we say, Leila Seder, Shalosh Avos. And the tour suggests that there's a parallel, a correspondence, between the three Avos and the three Regalim. Avraham Avinu is connected Pesach, Yitzchak is connected Shavuos, Yaakov is connected Sukkos. And the question is why? On the one hand, Avraham Avinu, Lushi Vasi Ugos, a reference to Pesach. On the other hand, Yaakov Avinu, well, the Torah says that he made Sukkos for his animals when he returned from his two-decade stay with Lavan back to Eretz Yisrael. There was a place in his journey back that was named Sukkos because Yaakov Avinu had made Sukkos for his animals. He had made huts for the animals. And it's really a tema. You look at the Torah and you wonder, you scratch your head, mine yishmita itzar sina. What does one have to do with the other? Okay. So he made huts for his animals. What does that have to do with our sukkah? It wasn't necessarily with schach and three walls. It had nothing to do with the yontif. What's the kesher? So certainly every word that the Torah uses is significant. And the fact that the Torah chose to describe the structures that Yaakov Avinu built for his animals as sukkos is significant. The fact, even more so, the fact that the Torah mentions it at all. As we were talking about just the other day, that exceptionally important rule of methodology of learning Tanakh that the Gemara teaches us in Maseches Megillah, Daf Yedalad, that Nevuah Shelo Hutzrecha L'Doros Lo Nichtava, Nevuah Shehutzrecha L'Doros Nichtava, that the vast majority of Nevuah that was given, that was shared, didn't make into Tanakh. The vast majority of the stories of the lives of the Avos and the other people described in Tanakh, the vast majority of their lives don't make into the Tanakh. Avraham Avinu lived for almost two centuries. How much do we hear a lot about Avraham Avinu? But how much do we hear already? 5 episodes, 10 episodes, 20 episodes, 30 episodes. How many words do we hear out of the mouth of Avram or Yitzhak or Yaakov or Yosef? Some more, some less. Thousands of words, maybe. Maybe tens of thousands of words. These people lived for well over a century. Avram Yitzchak close to two centuries. They must have spoken millions of words in their lifetimes. Obviously, a very, very tiny fraction of what they said and what they did, only a very tiny fraction did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose to record eternally in the Chumash. So the very fact that Rebbe Shalom felt it was significant to put in the Chumash that Yaakov Avinu took time to build sukkos to protect his animals, so that's significant. There must be some special significance there. And the fact that the Torah, again, describes them as sukkos rather than some other word also is obviously of significance. It catches our attention. But what does the Taka mean? What does the Taka mean? I think Chaim Freelander, I believe, quotes in Sifsei Chaim from earlier Svarim the following perspective. It's not that he built them in the Midbar, and it's not that he built them in Tishrei, but that sketch, that image of Yaakov building huts for his animals captures one of the core messages of the Yom Tov of Sukkos, and specifically of the mitzvah of Sukkah. Obviously, the Yom Tov of Sukkos is marked by the abundance of mitzvahs that it has. I had a chance to share with some of you last night some of the significance of the mitzvah of Lulav. When you think about the significance of the mitzvah of Sukkah, there are a couple of different themes. But one of them is definitely putting things into perspective, and which is a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur theme as well. But Sukkah is with a happier mode, with happier music playing in the background, as it were. Sukkos is a happy opportunity to sort of put things into perspective and to sort out the things in our lives and ask ourselves, like, what needs to be there but is peripheral, is secondary, and what's really critical? What's the ikar and what's the tafel. To do that ba'ava uvesimcha, that type of borer, that type of clarifying of what's central and what's secondary, that type of clarification is the key part of the simcha of Sukkos and of the avoda of Sukkos. Going outside. This is a halachic man goes camping. Is the mitzvah of Sukkah. We have a mitzvah to go out and live outside. And obviously that touches on a lot. It speaks to Hashgacha Pratis. It speaks to increased awareness, the sensitivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And it speaks to a number of themes. It also certainly speaks to thinking about, like, what do we really need? And what are the nice extras that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them to us, we'll enjoy, but they're not the ikar. And that's certainly one of the themes and one of the goals of living outside for a week, camping out for a week, is to remind ourselves, like, there are certain things that are ikarim, and certain things that, you know, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity over the course of the year, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the gift of enjoying a sturdily built house or an apartment in a sturdily built apartment building, and we live with a relative comfort, Baruch Hashem. That's a great gift from our Kaddish Baruch Hu. But certainly part of the mitzvah of Sukkah is to remember, you know, we could make do with less. And there are Ikarim and there are Tefelim. If our Kaddish Baruch Hu chooses to give us extras, Baruch Hashem, we get to enjoy them. We get to thank our Kaddish Baruch Hu for those gifts. Besimcha. But it's a chance to think about what's the center of life? Where am I centered and what are the extras? And that is what's captured by Yaakovinu. He had sown. Yaakovinu comes back from Beis Lavan in a very different place financially than he had left. Kiva Makli, Avartis Ayardinazet. He left Eretz Yisrael for Haran. He went up north to cousin Lavan, uncle Lavan, penniless, Kimat. And he comes back a very, very wealthy man 2 decades later. And the Torah captures that act, that scene, that the Torah paints that picture as, or the Torah paints that painting of Yaakov is outside the tzon, the sheep, they go in the sukkah, they go in the hut. The wealth is wonderful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses me with however much affluence HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses me. Baruch Hashem, Ki Varech Hashem Lakecha. I should be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can enjoy it b'simcha. At the same time, I recognize what's central and what's not. I have a lot of tzon, Baruch Hashem. They go in the garage. They go in the barn. They go in the sukkah. The tzon are a tool. The wealth is a tool HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deposited, entrusted me with that tool. And I should use it well. But I shouldn't confuse it with me. The tzon goes in the sukkah. The tzon is an add-on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. Baruch Hashem, but clarity to what's an ikar and what's a tafel, that's one of the central themes of Sukkos. And certainly that was something that we were thinking about over the course of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol is going into Kodesh HaKadoshim 1 day a year with extraordinary preparation. We are reminded of not only the centrality, literally geographical centrality of the Aron and the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Beis HaMikdash. It's so clearly the pinnacle, it's so clearly the center, the highest level of Kedusha is so clearly the Iker. And all of Klal Yisrael's focus was drawn to Yom Kippur. That's the Iker and that's the center. And our Kirvas Elokim is literally the center of the Beis HaMikdash and figuratively meant to be the center of our lives throughout the year. And Sukkos is an opportunity to sort of take that message back home. Take that message. Most of us, Baruch Hashem, have the opportunity to spend Yom Kippur predominantly in shul. Some of us ended up, as some of our banim have said, a little bit kohen gadolik. We had a lonelier Yom Kippur. But whether we were spending many, many hours in shul, or whether we were spending many, many hours at home, but with a machzer, it was sort of a situation of very obvious focus. Very, very obvious focus. and we're sort of like cloistered, like away from where life usually is taking place. And Sukkot is the opportunity, b'simcha, to take the clarity of a Yom Kippur and inject it back into the routines of everyday life. That clarity, that if I have had a greater appreciation of Ribbono Shel'olam, a greater sense of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a greater sense of where my center ought to be over the course of Yom Kippur, we don't want that to just be, oh, I had a day of clarity, as a day I was focused on Kedusha, and now I'm back to normal. As we mentioned the other week, that line from Rav Huttner, Nish Nachayantav Avek, Nar Nachayantav Arayin. We don't want it to be when the Yantiv is over, another Yantiv gone by. We want it to be another Yantiv gone in. Not just that Yom Kippur is a pleasant memory, but the Yom Kippur was absorbed. So the truth is, that's part of the goal of Sukkot. That's what the Torah is capturing. When he says that part, that Yaakov Avinu is connected Sukkos, because that pasuk we have him making the Sukkos for his sheep, it's because Sukkos is our opportunity to take the clarity of a Yom Kippur, of the Iker and Tophet, moments of clarity, hours of clarity, and it shouldn't just stay like that's that one day that we get out there, that we retreat from the world. It's not, Yahadus is not about being monastic. Yahadus is not about living life as a hermit and retreating from the world. We got clarity Yom Kippur, Gevaldik. Now we're going to let's take that clarity into the rest of our lives and into our homes. And as we go through our homes and go through our things and go through the things, the stuff that we're busy with and the activities and the goals that we're busy with, so we'll re-enter circulation, so to speak, and get back into all the things we're busy with on a regular day with renewed clarity. And to do that, we step into a sukkah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless us the opportunity to not be rained out, and to spend a lot of time in the sukkah. We talked about that yesterday. Not only the ochel and the yashen and the shone, but the matayel. That we're eating and drinking, hopefully sleeping in the sukkah, and we're learning the sukkah, and we're hanging out in the sukkah, matayel the sukkah, having fun in the sukkah, and that's an opportunity to sort of be more thoughtful, and be more deliberate about how we learn, and how we work, and how we play, and all of that should be reshaped and centered and lifted up through a clarity about the Ribbono Shel Olam, about what's really important, and how all the different pieces are meant to fit in to a God-centered life of Avos Hashem. These are not things that are going to happen overnight. So if you're feeling anxious, like this is a very tall order for it to happen just 1 week of Sukkot, Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us all, Mirtz Hashem, with many tens, many decades of healthy life on this planet, and many, many tens of Yamim Tovim of Sukkot. And each time we come around, we spiral around. So come around to Sukkot again. It's an opportunity to take more steps forward in this work. And again, these ideas from Yom Kippur to Sukkot and the clarity, gaining the clarity in Sukkot and what's Iker and what's Tuffel and thinking through all the different parts of our lives, the physical and the spiritual, the Ochel and the Yashen and then the Shonev and the Matayel, that the Yontiv of Sukkot and the Mitzvah Yeshiva of the Sukkot is a chance to sort of inject the clarity of Yom Kippur into the rest of life, into the everyday routines of life. So this is a likely part of what the Torah is capturing in that aspect of the correspondence, that the Yontif of Sukkot corresponds to Yaakov Avinu and specifically to the Sukkot that he made for his son.